You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Basically, the way I see it is that many people cannot get access to help when they are in crisis. They are turned away from crisis services. So I think the best way to look at it is like an early intervention system. So when people first start experiencing problems, that they can get free access to good counselling. Now, we all know that that doesn't happen. So that is why we have people that end up in crisis and they still don't get help. So they are turned away at critical clinical moments when they are asking for help. And after all, we are telling people to ask for help. So that's the dilemma we have. For me, that's the biggest problem.
Yeah, that makes sense. And what types of improvements do you think will improve the current services?
I think GPs struggle to refer to counselling services, and it has to be ongoing. You can't prescribe to people that they can only go for 4 or 5 brief intervention sessions. I think the government needs to invest more in that area so that people can feel that there is a place to go to and see, get help that they seek. Another big problem that we have identified is the lack of electronic record keeping in the mental health services, sharing that information with other services, be it general health or mental health. And when that person then does go and reach out for help, that person is often not identified as a person under the mental health services.
And what did you want the inquiry to cover?
We would like a comprehensive inquiry to look at all aspects of care, such as where is the money being spent? Is it making a difference where the money is being spent? And we suspect that it is not. I deal with queries from people almost on a daily basis. For one instance, and I don't have a lot of experience in this area, is the paediatric mental health services. And it would appear that there aren't enough beds or units available nationwide for people that are struggling with eating disorders, for argument's sake. So that is a big area that needs addressing. Other areas, I guess the accountability, the lack of training for staff, lack of resources. Staff often complain about not being able to see all their patients, and when they do see that patient at the critical moment and they are no beds available, they are left with making that decision whether to send that person away or tell somebody else to vacate a bed to make sure that this person gets into. So it's a bit like having to make a choice who is more serious or not at that point.
Yeah, cool. And just a last question. Do you think that Jonathan Coleman cares about our mental health sector?
I don't think he cares, no.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.